بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحديث of نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم it is mentioned التاجر الصدوق الأمين مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء that trader, merchant, businessman, whatever profession he has, but he is honest, trustworthy, he does not cheat people, he does not deceive people, he speaks the truth when he deals with people, so he's an upright businessman, he's honest. And such a businessman, such a trader, such a merchant will be on the day of Qiyamah, ma'an nabiyyin wa siddiqeen wa shuhada, with anbiya alayhi musallatu salam, with those people who are honest, who are regarded as siddiq in this world, and with martyrs. In other words, his rank will be of a very high level on the day of Qiyamah. He will be raised with anbiya alayhi musallatu salam. Then there's a hadith that is mentioned, la ba'sa bil ghina. There is no problem with having money, wealth, for that person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, again here, he is upright, he speaks the truth, he does not cheat, he does not deceive. He uses his wealth in the correct places, he spends it correctly, he feeds the poor, the orphan, the needy, those who require assistance. And then there's a hadith, طَلَبُ كَسْبِ الْحَلَالِ فَرِيضَةٌ بَعْدَ الْفَرِيضَةِ To earn a halal livelihood, rosy, it is a compulsion after the other faraid of deen, namaz, salat, zakat. And this also becomes a compulsion on the person. From these three ahadiths, we understand that shariat not only encourages us, but shariat compels us to go out and to earn a halal rosy. We are not asked by shariat to beg from people. In fact, one sahabi comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and begs from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for some money. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees that this person is a fit, healthy person. So he gives him an axe, tells him, go to the wood, cut some wood, go to the forest, cut some wood, bring a bundle, come back and sell this and acquire some rosy. After some time, he goes, brings some wood, he sells it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in fact, assists him also. He gets some dirhams. And then he uses this on his family. A person who begs on the day of Qiyamah, he comes with his face scarred. Some riwayats say that he had no flesh on his body, he had only bones. So Sharia does not expect us to go and beg from people, but rather we should go out and acquire a livelihood. And not just any livelihood, but that which is halal. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the wives would tell them, oh my husbands, go out and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding us. Go out and earn a halal rosy. We will be able to withstand hunger, pain, suffering, but we will not be able to bear the fire of Jahannam. Because when a person acquires a haram rosy, then that body which is nourished by haram, it is mentioned in hadith, لا يدخل الجنة جسد غضي بالحرام, and that body which has been nourished by haram shall never enter paradise. One hadith says, one dirham, a person takes of interest, just one dirham, like one rand, and he knows this is interest, then it is worse than committing zina 36 times. One hadith says that a person buys a garment for 10 dirhams, and in this 10 dirhams, one dirham is of haram, unlawful rosy. Then as long as that garment is on his body, his salat will never be accepted. Other ahadiths also point out to the fact that a person's dua is not accepted. A traveler was going and he was very disheveled and his body was full of dust. He raises his hand, he begs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, oh my Allah, fulfill this desire of mine, that desire of mine. But his eating was haram, clothing was haram, his transport was haram. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can such a person's dua then be answered? Therefore, if you want our duas to be answered, our rosy has to be halal. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi was asked, why do our hearts become so hard? Or what is the thing that soften our hearts? So he mentioned, aklul halal. Eating halal will cause your hearts to soften. Hajjaj the tyrant, he killed thousands of ulama, and he was an oppressor. So when he became the ruler, the first thing he did, he invited the ulama, ikram, the pious people. And he gave them a dawat. And as he was feeding them, or after finish giving them a nice, very good meal, then he addressed all of them. And he said, now you can make what dua you want against me. I do not fear, because I fed you with haram today. So if you want our dua to be answered, and we want to be safe from the fire of Jahannam, we want Jannatul Firdaus, then ensure that our rozi is halal. Talabu kasbil halal, faridatun ba'da al-farida. It is a compulsion of Sharia to go out, to earn halal rozi, and then we will find barakat in our transactions, barakat in our homes, barakat in our businesses. May Allah Ta'ala give us that barakat. May Allah enable us to go out and earn halal rozi. Sometime a person is in difficulty, he takes a loan. But he must have the niyat, genuine niyat, he must be sincere that he wants to repay that loan. He wants to give back that loan. Many times we find a person has the money, but still he does not give back that loan. It is mentioned, مَثَلُ الْغَنِيِّ ظُلْمٌ. To do such a thing, after a person has acquired that money, and he has the means to pay back, and if he fails to do so, then this is zulam. A sahabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm patient, and I'm going forward, and if I'm killed, do I get jannat? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, you get jannat. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned away, and this person was going away, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him again. He said, you will get jannat, you will get martyrdom, you will be regarded as a shaheed, except for one thing, illa deen. Your debts will not be forgiven. In other words, debts causes a person, or swaps a person from gaining shahadat, martyrdom. Although he died in the battlefield, but because he did not repay his loan, and then it becomes a barrier for him. There were some people who passed away. Nabi Sallam would ask, does he have any debts? If they say yes, he had debts, Nabi Sallam would say, somebody else perform his janazah. So if we have the means, we must be sincere. And on the other hand, those who are creditors, they should also be kind, soft-hearted. They shouldn't be very aggressive. They shouldn't be harsh. They shouldn't be hard. They should give respite, give the person a chance. In fact, if the person is wealthy, he's got plentiful, he won't lose of even waving off the debt. If a person waves off a debt, or he forgives a person, or he lightens his debt, and then on the day of Qiyamah, such a creditor will get shade under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq.